a little bit ironic how the Lord provides to speak to a group of people on the most cranky day that you've had, the one that you've been sharp to your kids and stressed out, and now I'm up here and feeling very not worthy. But that's just proof that we're all dealing with the same thing. We're all sinners, and we all have something great that the Lord has done for us. So it's hard to know where to start, but I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I still have fears, but there are things that have shifted in that, to know that when these preachers are saying there are troubles coming, and you read in the scripture that says there are troubles coming, they're not trying to scare you into salvation, and they're not trying to get some sort of legalistic action out of you, but they are preparing you, and the scriptures are preparing you so that you can now, in the strength that you have, be strengthening yourself in the Lord and in His word and in prayer, so that like a Marine, when you hit those tough times, you have the strength to go through them. But I have not felt strong. Mama always told me, Gabrielle, the Lord is your strength. That's what your name means. The Lord is your strength. And I don't feel strong. In fact, there are two times specifically I felt every ounce of strength leave my body. Every ounce of strength. One of those times was in 2018. There had been months leading up to the diagnosis. Months where my husband would, every time he ate or just multiple times through the day, I'd find him in our room curled up in a fetal position on the bed, and I had no idea what to do. I thought it was my cooking, and I got kind of mad at that. I can't cook anything that pleases you. But I finally said, just please go to a doctor, go figure this out. And he did, and we got a colonoscopy. We waited in the room, and I remember us praying in the parking lot. Lord, please, You can make him better. In a year from now, we could look back and see how much better he is than this day. So we got in there. He got done with the procedure. The doctor walked in, and he said, well, it's cancer. It's a pretty big tumor. Looks pretty bad. That's all I can tell you for now. And he walked out. And we were crushed. Cancer has always been one of my biggest fears. And just that word can strike a lot of fear. But that's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to react in fear and to think that if you encounter some of your worst fears, that it will be a taste of hell. And hell is going through anything without the Lord in it. And I would say we got a taste of that, but it was for a split second in the scheme of things. That day we went home. Our kids had been gone for the day. They spent the night with his mama. The next day we were drained of strength again. I think we maybe used the bathroom. That's the only thing we did that day. We laid on the bed and held each other and prayed for more time, and he said, if I could have done things differently. And he listed off all these things that he would have done differently if he had more time. We listened to the Memphis Harmony album that had just been released. We listened to that over and over and over. And the hymns of God comforted our souls. But we still had not even thought to really tell our families. And so that second day, we said, we haven't even told anybody. We've got to tell somebody about this. So we called Mama, and she said, honey, I'm on it. I'm going to get all the churches praying. And so we went to bed that night knowing there were people praying for us. But that next morning, we woke up and that weight that had just threatened to crush us was gone. We got up and we said, today we can take a shower. I think I'm a little bit hungry. And we ate and we showered and we started thinking in terms of, what is the next step? What do we do now? And it just it just blew my mind. I knew without a doubt that was the prayers of God's saints right there, strengthening us for something that otherwise could have crushed us, could have just laid us out on the floor. And another thing I want to bless the Lord for is that during that time, I became a very mean person. There was something in me that just snapped. I was mean to our kids. I was mad that the Lord would even allow that much to happen to us, because it was scared the socks off me. But He blessed us through our oldest child, our daughter Arabella. She didn't understand exactly what was going on, but she knew something was up, and she would get the pamphlet and look through the tumor pamphlet, and she understood there's something in Daddy's tummy, isn't there? And he could die, couldn't he? And I said, yes, darling. And so, of course, every time they walked in the room, it was hard to just keep our act together. And she saw us cry a lot during that time, but her mission was to bring a laugh to us or a smile or to come and comfort us. And the Lord works through even the littlest of us, and He works through the weakest of us. There's nobody that is too little or too weak for Him to work through and to be a blessing. I will say that a few years ago, Mama did tell me, she said, "Darlin', I think that in your life, God is going to lead you through some of your worst fears, but it's okay. He's going to pull you through to the other side." And since that time, we've lost two little babies. We've seen a lot of death. Mama did pass away this month a year ago on the 30th. And even that experience, it's like Thomas Mann says, in a Christian's life, there's never just happiness or sadness. It's a sad happiness or a happy sadness, because the Lord has infused in us hope in the darkest times. And He's infused a sort of grief, even in the happiest times, to know that things are not yet what they will be when all is made right. And when King Jesus comes and conquers the rest of the evil in the world and takes us home with Him. So as we stood by Mama's bed last year, it was a pristine morning. The sun was flooding through her windows. Anna Grace had done a beautiful job at sprucing up Mama's room, and she wanted Mama to have a beautiful room to go see the Lord in. The guest cousins had driven like crazy through the night before. And as they came in that night, it was like seeing an army top the hill with hope and with strength. They came in, just poured over Mama with hugs and with prayers. And that next morning, Mama was reading chronologically through the Bible, and she wanted the next chapter. And the next chapter was actually a scandalous passage in the Bible that was all about multiple wives and affairs, and it was terrible. And that's what she wanted. She wanted to get through the next chapter. and that's what I mean. Even in that time, we knew we were saying goodbye to her. We knew we were ending a season. And yet, we could sit on the bed laughing, like, what are we reading? This is what you're going to end on, Mama? But it was the hardest thing I've ever gone through, one of my worst fears. And I'll just give you a picture. So Mom and Daddy's room, there's a picture of all nine kids on the wall. There's nice, bright windows. And a big king-size bed, and I don't know how many people were packed in that room, but we were all around her, and everybody just reaching to touch her and to touch each other, and we needed that strength. We needed the strength from each other, and we needed the strength from the Lord to be able to do this incredible and beautiful and hard thing. So we were singing Safe in the Arms of Jesus when Mama did die, and right before she died, we looked into her eyes. She was sitting up on the edge of the bed, and Daddy had his arms around her. And all of us were just pressing close, and we looked into her eyes, and it was eerie. I don't exactly like thinking about it. Her soul was almost not there. It was a far distant gaze, and she wasn't seeing anything in that room. And heaven was not far removed. That's something that has changed. It's not far away for me now. It's right here. It's right on the other side of a dime. And when she entered, it was like I could feel her soul leaving. It felt almost like throwing up, actually. It felt awful. But to know her soul had left and she was now in the presence of the Lord was a life-changing experience. And I don't think I'll ever be the same, and in a good way. So just to wrap up, I want you to know that I'm not done with the troubles in life, but I hope that I can graciously receive whatever the Lord brings and know that He's not doing it to strip away everything I love and to be mean and to wait to whack me over the head with the next hard thing. He's doing it so that He can teach me that He shows up in 100,000 ways. I would never see Him if He didn't allow those things, if He didn't allow my strength to be taken and His to come in and envelop me like a flood. So that's all I have to say, and may the Lord bless you.